call this meeting of Quorum Court to order. Please join me in the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance, and I've asked Justice Boyer to lead this.
Father God, we thank you for your goodness and your kindness and your mercies. As we enter your throne room of mercy and grace, Lord, we ask you to be with us as we conduct the business in the county's affairs. Guide us and lead us, direct our thoughts, our minds, and our words. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would the veterans please stand? Before we have a roll call, would everybody please turn their microphone on? Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Here.
Boyer.
Present.
Brown.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Kendricks.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Moss. Pearson.
Here.
Pickett.
Here.
Rowland.
Here.
Shock.
Here.
Strain.
Here.
Turn to tab one. We need approval of the journal. What is your pleasure?
Make a motion. We approve the journal as presented.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded.
Who made that second?
I defer.
Okay. Thank you.
Please look over to see if there's any questions that you'd have on the journal of the proceedings for May 17th. Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Moving on to county officer's report, we'll start with the treasurer, and he has handed out a sheet.
Thank you, Judge. You sure have all gotten a replacement sheet for summary of statement for the Quorum Court, January 1st, 2022 through May 31st, 2022? Does everybody have that? Is everybody good? Okay. County General Fund 1000. $4,468,918.73. County Road Fund, $5,215,498.56. County Road Sales Tax Fund, $3,402. $5,141,503.76. Animal Welfare and Control Fund, $3,404. $1,407,054.18. Criminal Justice Fund, $3,407. $2,055,572.41. And as you know, we've added to, for right now, this coronavirus relief fund 1005, $1,067,992.71, and American Rescue Plan 3046, $11,221,577.79. As you see, that those all are May 31st numbers. Well, if you would direct your attention to the bottom of the page, I've updated a little bit of something on American Rescue Plan there. We received our second deposit yesterday of $12,237,691.50. The balance as of today is $23,459,269.29. I thought I'd go ahead and try to do a little update on that just so that everybody knows we've got the money and how much we have. If you're putting, turn with me to page two, this is our chart, county general revenues. As you can see, we're slightly behind 2021 numbers. I think the number is about $200,000 behind. We're going to watch that closely because we should be exceeding the 2021 numbers at this point. Turning to page three, you can see the sales tax revenue of $1,162,345.81. That's 47% of our projected 22 revenue. And if you'll turn with me one more time, the running totals, we were 8.9% above year-to-date, or not year-to-date, but as of May 2021, and we're about 17% year-to-date. That didn't get on this sheet, but it's 17.8%, I believe, what the number was year-to-date over last year. Page 5 is the sales tax revenue chart. This is the three-month moving average has dipped down below the one-year moving average. This is a cyclical effect. The last dip below the one-year moving average was in April of 2020. We just had such a good year last year and never dipped down below. We are going to start seeing not necessarily a negative trend in sales tax, but it is going to start leveling off, and we've already started to see that. We've talked before about how we couldn't sustain the high percentage numbers that we're at. Are there any questions on any of that? That was pretty, a lot here pretty quick.
Mr. Sampson, have you started seeing any of the chargebacks from the those capital investments that we...
Actually, those chargebacks are very hard to track.
Okay.
We do have chargebacks, yes. But we haven't, I can't depict one chargeback from another. You know, if you get a chargeback to your company versus another, somebody else charges back to another company, I can't, they won't let us disseminate that to DFA.
Okay.
Any other questions? Scott, thank you for a good report.
Thank you, Judge.
Moving right along with Sheriff's report.
Judge, the for the month of May 2022, our stats, our average headcount in Unit 1 was 133 with a capacity of 118. Average headcount in Unit 2 is 171. Our average female capacity is 80. The juvenile capacity is, our average is 16. Capacity is 16. And on the females, our average was 80 and our capacity was 88 on the females. We averaged 55 ADC inmates for the month of May. Total, and for patrol, the total number of calls to dispatch was 2,580. The total number of calls for the Faulkner County Sheriff's Office was 1,918. Number of violent crimes, 68. Number of thefts and criminal mischief was 78. Animal calls, we had 71. We issued 16 citations and one warning for the month of May. Criminal Investigation Division, we assigned 65 cases. We closed 18. We opened cases are 47 currently. And for our transport, total trips was 96 for a total cost of $5,458. And that's all I have, Your Honor.
Questions of the Sheriff? You did receive a jail review. I think I saw that on my desk. I hadn't looked at it.
We did get a jail review. It was completed. We were good in all areas except for the ones we're already aware of that's been asked for us to correct. That's overcrowdedness and our deteriorating building that's over there. And that was the only downfalls that I could find initially by skimming over it this morning, looking at it. I do have and asked my assistant to make copies for each member, or to make sure that each member of the court gets a copy of that as well, and also the Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee to get a copy of that as well.
It's pretty current. It was done last month with May.
Yes, sir.
That's why I saw
last couple of weeks.
The May right down.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Margaret, your report's in the book.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Anything to add?
I don't have anything to add.
Any other elected officials have a report? Moving on. Turn with me. Tab 3. We'll get back to the agenda. Let's skip that. Standing committee reports. Of course, public safety.
Your Honor, Courts of Public Safety met on June 14th. We have proposed ordinance 2231 to present tonight. We also heard from three representatives regarding ARP requests. We heard about 911, the county fire departments, and from the Sheriff's Reserve Unit.
Okay. Personnel?
Yes, Your Honor. Personnel Committee meeting did meet, and we discussed several ordinances centered around raise requests as we are going to be tonight as well. I'll just take this quick minute to address the court. For all of these raise request ordinances, just as a quick refresher, when we passed the budget in January, we discussed the cost of living adjustment at a certain amount. It was reduced. We discussed the possibility of soliciting raise requests from each department to let them tailor their own raise requests. And the ordinances, a lot of the ordinances we'll be discussing tonight are kind of the first wave of those. And then that were passed 2 months ago, and then next month there will be a few more if they make it past Budget and Finance Committee. Thank you, Your Honor.
Infrastructure Committee.
Judge, Infrastructure met with before last. We had two ordinances that we forwarded to Budget Finance.
Yeah. Budget Finance.
Judge, we met last Tuesday, the 14th of June, and we have, I think, 8 or 9 ordinances for the court to consider tonight.
Okay, at this time, we'll open the floor for public comment on any of the ordinances before you tonight. Yeah. And all. But the public can come forward, and we need to recognize yourself.
Hi, Sandra Strain from Mayflower. And looking over all of the proposed raises, I know that everybody needs a raise in these days, but some of these just seem rather excessive. I mean, some of them are 27%, 14%, 24%. I would just like for the court to consider maybe scaling those back a little. I know that right now we have a lot of money, but as Mr. Sampson said, the trend is turning down in the economy, and we might be able to afford these now, but what's going to happen when the economy turns around? Also, I was concerned about the ARP funds, and Mr. Sampson said we'd receive the rest of them. And the proposal that we're looking at is really over half, or close to half, of the total funds, and we still have a lot of areas to consider. So I want you, I guess, to be cautious with the spending of those as well, and maybe to look at all the proposals before doing a whole lot with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Yes, Brett Carroll, CEO of Concord, and Judge, members of the Concord, thank you for your time. We've talked a number of times about, you know, the Lower Ridge Road Water Project, so I'm respectful of your time. I don't want to talk about that anymore. But we do have Mr. Brad and Ms. Tracy Temple here with us who live in that area, so I want to introduce them. And if you have questions for them, if they'd like to add any comments, I'd invite them to do that at this time.
Some of you before with our water filter, if you remember it. We just had our well redone 2 weeks ago, and we've already had changed that filter again. Just to bring you up today.
Did it look worse than what it was? One last problem.
We've lived out there 38 years, and we've always been on a well. We are the only ones out there that have an elaborate system as you can get. The rest of them, I guarantee you, some of them don't even have a softener on it. I know they're drinking that water, and it just gets worse by the day. So I've told most of you this before. I've sent you emails. I hope you got them. Begging you to really think hard about this, because we sure could use that water. Any questions? Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Comments and being here. Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none or hearing none, let's move forward. Any special reports at this time? Any old business at this time? Down to the new business. Turn with me to tab 3, proposed ordinance 22-14, sponsored by the Personnel Committee. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, I move that we move ordinance 22-14 to the table for consideration.
Second. It's been made and seconded. Now, Counselor, would you read the ordinance?
By title. Proposed ordinance 22-14, sponsored by personnel, be enacted by the former court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 21-45, December 16, 2021, and to declare an emergency.
You heard the ordinance read. The floor is now open for any discussion on this ordinance. Hearing none, seeing none, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
No.
Proposed ordinance 22-14 does pass.
Thank you, Mr. Court.
You can stay a while if you want to. Next page, proposed ordinance 22-21. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, move we bring ordinance 22-21 to the floor for consideration.
Second. Motion been made and seconded. This is now. Counselor, will you read the ordinance?
Proposed ordinance 22-21, be enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, and an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance to reclassify job descriptions based on level of experience and duties, increased pay for the employees of the Faulkner County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, and to declare an emergency.
You've heard the ordinance read. The floor is now open for discussion.
I'll ask a question, Judge.
Yes.
Mr. Pearson, this may be for you, Justice Pearson. Section 12, as chairman of the Personnel Committee, is that a new position that the Prosecuting Attorney's Office is creating?
I will quickly defer to anyone from the prosecutor's office that may have a quicker answer.
I will answer that. That's okay. Just appropriating the money that's addressed in each one of these raises. That is not a new position.
Copy that.
That's just for just to move the money. Yeah, that's to put the money where it needs to be.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Glad you're here, Mark. Other questions on this proposed ordinance? Seeing none, hearing none, Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Present.
Proposed ordinance 22-21 does pass. Turn with the proposed ordinance 22-22. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, I'll move we will bring ordinance 22-22 to the floor for consideration.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Counselor, would you read this ordinance?
Excuse me. Proposed ordinance 22-22 be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being entitled an ordinance to add a new juvenile officer and increase pay for the employees of Faulkner County Circuit Court, Second Division Office, and to declare an emergency.
You've heard the proposed ordinance read. The floor is now open for any discussion on this ordinance.
I will point out, just as I ask you asked about an additional position, I believe there is an additional position in this ordinance. And if my recollection is correct, most of it is funded, at least close to a majority, I think, somewhere around 50, maybe I can answer, but a considerable amount of it is funded from turn back from the state. So I'll just point that out.
Any other questions on this proposed ordinance or comments? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Pearson.
Present. Present.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Present.
Proposed ordinance 22-22 does pass. Turn with me. Proposed ordinance 22-23. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, I move to bring ordinance 22-23 to the floor for consideration.
Second. Just in that second. Counselor, will you read the ordinance?
Proposed ordinance 22-23 be enacted by the Fulton Court, County of Faulkner.
I'm just going to use the 22-23 be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled, an ordinance to reclassify job description based on level of experience and duties, increased pay for the employees of the Faulkner County County Clerk's Office, and to declare an emergency.
You've heard proposed ordinance 22-23 read. The floor is now open for any discussion on any of the sections involved. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 22-23 does pass. Turn with the proposed ordinance 22-24. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, move we bring ordinance 22-24 to the floor for consideration.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Consider this ordinance. Counselor, would you read this ordinance?
Proposed ordinance 22-24 being enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 21-45, December 16, 2021. By increasing the pay for two positions in the assessor's office and to declare an emergency.
You've heard the ordinance read. The floor is now open for any discussion on this proposed ordinance 22-24. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 22-24 does pass. Turn with me. Proposed ordinance 22-25. What is your pleasure?
Your Honor, I move we bring ordinance 22-25 to the floor for consideration.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Counselor, would you read the ordinance?
I will. Proposed ordinance 22-25, sponsored by the Personnel Committee, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an appropriation ordinance to allow increases in salaries for 24 full-time positions in the county library to become effective at a certain day, a certain month in 2022.
You heard the ordinance read. The floor is now open for the discussion.
Counselor, do you need an amendment title to today?
need to put a date.
We do need to put a date on it, yes, sir.
May I suggest June the 20th, 22nd, and that's the beginning of this payroll, and that gives us time to have it in for the next pay. Payroll.
Second. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
20th.
Back to the proposed ordinance as amended.
To Monday.
22-25.
Judge, I have a question.
Yes.
What is your salary? And I should know this. I know about as county judge.
81,000.
Sheriff, is that about what yours is?
Yeah, right at that, I think. Close to.
Just call everyone's attention to Section 1. This would increase the director's salary higher than our county judge and our county sheriff. I will be voting against this ordinance.
You got it.
Hey, you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
Okay. My floor is still open for discussion.
Judge Baker?
Yes.
I have a question for our librarian, if he's here. Yes, sir. I just skimmed down to Section 25 of the, I guess, 190,000. That kind of sums up, I think, this whole request. You get your funding from the special library millage.
Yes, sequestered fund.
Yes. Are you comfortable with your sequestered fund going forward with this amount?
Yes. Of
increase in yes. being able to sustain operations and everything else?
Yes.
Okay.
Currently, we spend about 32% of our budget. We're about 42% of the way through the year. That's roughly $200,000 of our budget to be able to spend yet.
Okay. All right. Also, I think I was out Mount Vernon way, and we spoke a while ago about a new Mount Vernon library.
Yes.
I assume COVID might have disrupted that, or was there one built? Or
no, COVID hasn't so much disrupted it. It's just supply chain issues. It has a plan has been approved by the library board. We are now waiting on cost assessments from the architect. That is where I'm still waiting on a number to see if that number is something we can afford, if we need to go back in and redline a couple things. We're trying to get a safe room in there so that should something happen in Mount Vernon, it would be able to accommodate a large number of people who might be there.
Yeah, awesome. And in your fund, in the library fund, you have an amount that probably gets kind of carried over year to year that's like unspent.
Almost a whole budget year.
That's what I thought.
Yes. I think we're somewhere, I would defer to the treasurer, but I think we're somewhere near like $1.8 million or something carry over.
You're going to put me on the spot or something? I can sure look it up.
No, that's fine. I thought you had a good amount of kind of carry over in there from year over year, kind of built up. Is that? Yes. Those are my questions. Thank you very much.
Traditionally, we do not spend anywhere near our budget, and we have accumulated a surplus, and it keeps growing every year.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Justice Lahosky, I just want to add a point. The assessment was up, I think, 7.5% this year. With their 1 mil, they should see that increase of roughly 7.5% in revenue this year.
Yeah, and the millage has been coming in like crazy, so I think we're already at $1 million in collections for this year, which we've never been at that point, even at the end of June, in any year since I've been reporting numbers.
Awesome.
Thank you. John, you do have a capital improvement fund, a little separate from your operating fund, or you try to save it yourself.
Yes, and that is money budgeted out of that carryover. So, yes. State law allows us to use that as capital improvement fund if we have matching funds. We have a funds donations budget, which also has a carryover roughly about $250,000, and so we can match the same amount out of our millage carryover to essentially double that money. And that's thanks for not running.
Got another question?
Yes, for Mr. McGraw. In the library board, have they had any involvement in the drafting of this ordinance or the setting of these amounts? Or?
Well, yes. We discussed this at the beginning of the year when it was suggested that there were perhaps multiple departments who were underpaid relative to other Clackamas counties. So I asked them what number I should aim for. They said draft an average. If I'm being asked to draft an average of Clackamas counties, I should present the average as a proposal, as a starting point. We are the third largest public library system in the state of Arkansas. We are at present last or just above White County in all the Clatsas counties for all of our positions.
Can I ask you to address Justice Shock's point? I think he makes a valid point in that your raise would put you as one of the highest, if not the highest, county paid employee.
I totally agree. I'm just giving you the average for the other Clatsas counties, most of the other counties that are Clatsas counties, and they have. I'm trying to think of any other director. I think White County, their director's been there longer than I have. I'm simply giving the average of Clatsas counties right now. I'd be happy to scale that way back. What's most important to me is my frontline staff, who are roughly needing about 8% to get to the average. Give me my frontline staff. Everything else, I'm far less involved with.
Thank you. I would like to see this ordinance pass, for your department, and I would like to earn Justice Shock's support for the ordinance. And if Justice Shock would second the motion, I would move to amend Section 1, line item 85,800 to 79,000.
I'll second that.
A motion has been made and seconded to amend Section 1 to total out 79,000. Any discussion on the amendment?
Your Honor?
Yes.
John, would you happen to know where the 79,000 figure is in relationship to the other counties?
Well, yes, I do.
We make 78.
Let's see, 79,000 puts me right at where Garland County is. Their director's earning 79,700. He's on his first year of the job. He just replaced a lady who left.
Judge?
Yes.
Ms. Darter, what is your salary?
Scott, is it 78?
Well, once again, I don't have that number right in front of me, but somewhere there, 78, 79, somewhere.
Yeah, it's just under 79. It's 78.7, I think.
Justice Plosky, I think I sent you an email months ago that has ours on it.
And I don't have my phone up here, so I can't even check it. I didn't get up here with the phone. 79.573. Okay, it's a little more than I thought it was.
Judge, I got a question. Maybe Mr. Lahousey has his hand. What is the salary of the lowest elected official?
That'd be us.
Of your full-time elected. What's the lowest elected salary?
It's that one right there. Everybody is at that level except for the county judge and the sheriff.
Correct.
They're a little bit higher.
Like that. Chief Deputy Woolley, what is your salary?
63, I think.
And Section 2 says a salary raised to 63,170. And this is for the library. It's not for our cops or our road staff, and I mean it's important.
Chief Deputy is 69,680 for Chief Deputy at the Sheriff's Office.
You think you know what you make.
I'm so glad to be here.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
Justice Shock,
yes,
if I may, I just wanted to point out that the funding for this is from a dedicated revenue stream just for the library. Their board did sign off on it. I definitely understand your concerns. I see where you're coming from. I think it is important to have parity. I would just close by saying that Director McGraw has been in service for how many years?
Seven next month.
For seven years. Comes with a considerable amount of experience, and the library is a very large part of county operations, and I think a really critical and important one. So I just want to close with that. But I would like to find a number that you do agree on, Justice Shock, and work together on this.
I think I'd call for the vote on the amendment.
We need to pass the amendment that we have that's on the floor. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
Motion does pass. Be amended to 79,000. for the increase. Back to the original proposed ordinance 22-25 as amended. Floor is open for discussion.
Your Honor, can I bring up one housekeeping issue that we need to take up with this ordinance?
Yes.
Because we've changed the effective date to essentially be immediately, then it also becomes an emergency, which means we need to, if you will, almost copy and paste an emergency clause if we want this to go into effect. So I would encourage the quorum court to perhaps take a look at the previous ordinance we passed at section, I believe that was 5. Basically, we need to have a section that says this ordinance is an emergency. So let me back up. I'm looking at 22-14. Section 5 says, this ordinance shall be effective at the beginning of the new pay period beginning June 20th, 2022. And declaring an emergency within that ordinance. So we need that to be stated clearly to make sure that we comply with the statute.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. Go ahead, Justice Board. I'm closed when you're done.
The effective date is June 2022?
That's correct. Just like we had.
It says the quorum court approves it June 21, 2022.
That's correct. It's because of the pay period. It's
right. I got you.
A little bit off there, but yeah.
I'd make a motion to amend ordinance 25. To add an additional section 26, with the language, this ordinance shall be effective at the beginning of the new pay period beginning on June 20th, 2022. Would we need an additional section?
No, just comma and declaring an emergency.
Comma and declaring an emergency.
Thank you.
Motion been seconded.
Who seconded that?
Justin.
No, thank you.
Motion's on the floor. As you heard, any discussion on the amendment? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
One no. We're back to proposed ordinance 22-25 as amended twice.
Mr. McGraw, can you tell me where you got these numbers? I looked in the county of the salary schedule, and I couldn't find any numbers anywhere. Could you tell me how you come up with these numbers?
The salary numbers?
Yes, sir.
I emailed all my cohort at the various Clackamas counties and got the numbers straight from them. And also, Saline County recently did a salary survey with about 4 of the counties, and so they did a lot of the work for me.
Okay, thank you. And does all these sections, does that include every employee of the library?
No, it actually only addressed people who are below the average. I have 3 staff members who are actually at the average for their pay period, their pay level.
So can you give me a number on how many employees you supervised?
That's pretty much these 24 plus those 3, plus at the moment we have roughly 8 part-time staff as well.
Good.
But we have not been fully staffed since last September. We have 3 vacant positions right now.
So we're talking about 33 or so positions right. If you're fully staffed.
Right.
Judge, I have a few questions.
Yes.
The $67,708 figure in Section 1, was that the salary after the raises that were passed earlier this year?
Yes.
What was the figure before the raises? You know,
4% less. I don't know, 63.
Because I know that the original Section 1, the 85,000 figure, would be a 27% raise. As amended to 79, it would still be a 20% raise. That just gives me a lot of heartburn. I don't have a problem with the other raises necessarily, but that's a big jump right there. It's getting right there with the elected officials, and I just don't think that you should be making more than the elected officials, you know, personally. So I kind of joined Justice Shock. I mean, sections 2 through the rest of the ordinance, I don't have an issue with that. Section 1 still gives me a lot of heartburn.
Your Honor, if I may, I would just encourage the members We were unhappy with Section 1 to provide an alternative so that we don't have to send this back to committee. I'm fine with sending it back to committee to further deliberations as well.
If I may, I'm asking for an 8% increase for my frontline staff. I'd be happy to take 8% of whatever that is, if that's helpful.
Then I would make a motion to amend to change Section 1 of the 79,000 figure to 8% of 67,708, which would be 73,124. And Section 2, that same 8%, which would be 56,934.
Second. I'm going to have to repeat that first period.
Which section are you talking about?
Number one you came up with.
Yeah, hold on. Just let me run that one. I'm sorry.
I wrote them down just for a phone. I believe it's 73,124 would be Section 1. Section 2 would be 56,934. And change.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and second. Floor open now.
Andy, you had already seconded.
Discussion on the amendment.
So, Your Honor, I have a comment I'd like to make on this, and it's not particular to this ordinance, but regarding raises in general. And so for a few of us that have been around for a number of years, you know, I look back for the years that we don't give raises, and we don't give raises, and then we give a half a percent, or we give a percent, and then we find ourselves in a position, and then we want to bellyache when we're giving somebody a 10% raise, when in all reality, it's our fault. I mean, it's the court's fault that we're in this position. So, I mean, I get it that when you look at it from a window of, hey, we're giving somebody a 10 or a 12% raise, and you look in a small window of time, it does look large. But when you look at it in aggregate over a period of time, and we haven't given people raises, it's not really that much when we're doing the right thing trying to play catch up. So, again, I'm not necessarily speaking to these, although they do seem to fall into that category.
When I took this position, my predecessor told me that I would never get to have this conversation with you because the Quorum Court had frequently told her that if countywide employees weren't getting raises, the library could not get a raise, even if the library with its sequestered funds could afford a raise.
We've become a lot more progressive since the California counterpart made that
statement. I heard.
I did hear it. Judge? The librarian has done exactly what we've asked him to do in Appendix A of our personnel manual. He's sampled comparables, county librarian salaries, and he's figured out that a raise to 85.8 is appropriate. And now we're piecemealing and trying to compare him to a deputy and the other elected officials. He's not an elected official. He's a librarian. And he's done the correct work. And I voted against the previous amendment because I wanted to stick with 85.8. But this didn't pass. So we're in. The current is 79.5, and now we're trying to reduce it to 73.124. He's followed our rules. It looked like the court's deviating from our own rules.
Judge Baker.
Yeah.
I just want to make a comment. You know, we're talking about elected officials. This isn't directly about the library. But we are talking about Section 1 increasing it to 85,000, maybe now increasing it to 73,000. What other leaders or directors in the county do we have other than the coroner and the road department? Am I missing any?
County attorney.
The county attorney. Okay.
County.
IT director? So I kind of like to know their salaries. I know the coroner is somewhere around 69. The road director is around 60. Is that correct? I just know there's always some fairness that everybody wants their employees, you know, if one department gets a raise for their employee and their title is this, the another department kind of wants the same fairness. And so I just want to point out that I don't think there's a lot of fairness. I hope to see the road department come forward with a raise for the director there, because I find that incredibly low in the future. But either way, I am more comfortable with the $73,000 than I was the $79,000, and so I'm more likely to vote to pass this at $73,000. But I just want to point out that our leaders and directors of our other departments need to be evaluated as well. Thank you.
Judge Baker. I just wanted to let the members of the court know I did bring an ordinance to personnel committee that attempted to raise the salaries of our elected officials based on some data that I provided. It's in the pipeline still. I didn't bring it to budget this last week because I wasn't able to make it, so I didn't want to have someone else present my ordinance. So I just want to let y'all know that's something that's in the pipeline as I'm working for a suitable increase. Now it'll still be for us to work out and bicker about, you know, the amounts that we want to end up with, but something to get our electeds kind of where they need to be as well. Thank you, Judge.
Judge, since I was absent last week, did this ordinance go through budget, finance, or just personnel?
Go through budget.
Okay. Thank you.
Judge, yeah. I was going to say too that I find the $73,000 and change a little more palatable, and I'll be voting for this ordinance if it's amended to that level.
We're addressing the amendment. Other discussion? On the amendment, it's $73,124 for the director, $56,934 for assistant director. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No. I rule that the proposed ordinance 22-25 does pass.
Thank you very much.
The amendment.
Amendment to the proposed ordinance. I'm sorry. All right. Original proposed ordinance, as amended, is still on the floor.
Judge, Mr. McGraw, I'm just looking at some of these position codes, like a library assistant librarian or library assistant. Is that a full-time gig?
That is a full-time gig. That is the frontline staff who are welcoming roughly 65 people per hour, 251 hours a week.
And this 20-some-odd salary is the Class 6 average for this full-time gig?
Yes.
I mean, I've got three kids. Maybe some of these people don't have three kids, but you've got... And so it's just... It's a hard salary to live on. It's difficult.
Indeed it is. Yeah.
But I know librarians love what they do as well. I know a lot of officers work for low pay, and they love what they do.
The top range right now is Saline County. They're paying their library assistants $29,806. Currently, we are about $500 ahead of Jefferson County. We're paying $22,450. We are next to last in Class 6 counties.
Are these normally college kids or teenagers, or are they normal adults?
Yep, one's the
name. All right.
I literally had two library assistants retire the 1st of June. Between the two of them, they had been working for the library for 35 years.
Oh, wow.
They retired at 3% above minimum wage.
Wow.
I've got a branch manager. She's been with us 10 years this April. She's making roughly 70% of what her peers make at other Class 6 counties.
Just a finishing comment, Judge Baker. Me personally, you know, I, like Justice Pickett said, you know, you did what we asked you to do. You know, find us the average and bring us the average. I'd encourage you at some point in time down the road to maybe look at these other folks, you know, and,
oh, absolutely.
And get them up above the average if we need to. So.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you in September.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Anybody else have a discussion on this?
I just have a final closing comment, just so Haskell made me think of it. I actually ran into a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in quite a while. She just moved back home after living in a different state for a while. Very talented, well-educated, master's degree, wanted to go into library services, looked at Faulkner counties, and just couldn't even bring herself to apply because of the pay scales. And I think that's a reality that Director McGraw faces, a lot of these other counties face, and that we're seeking to try to address here. So I'll support the ordinance as amended and hope for a good vote.
Your Honor. Yeah.
I was fishing a while ago when I asked Mr. McGraw about the average for other counties. I think it was 77,000, so the number you gave. We come up with a 73,124 figure. I have heartburn. I personally have heartburn with 73,124, but I am accepting that heartburn for one reason. Mr. McGraw said he would be acceptable to a comparable percentage raise. I call that courage. How much courage does it take to say, I'll go ahead and I know I'm doing a good job. I'm doing everything that the quorum court's asking me to do. Probably a little bit more than what the quorum court's asking him to do. And we're not aware of everything either. I have mounts on each shoulder tonight, and I will reluctantly, and I'm emphasizing reluctantly, support the 73,124 figure to recognize John McGraw's courage to throw that number out. I applaud you, sir.
Thank you.
Many of you do not know that John also is involved with Van Buren County Library System.
Well, let's not talk about Van Buren County.
I know, but he is involved, and to my knowledge, is it has been straightened out with some of his leadership.
Your Honor, I think it's fair to note that in Section 25, there's probably going to have to be some refiguring on that. Do we need to make an assumption that based on what we do with Sections 1 and 2, that Section 25 will be reflected accordingly?
It'll take care of itself.
Okay.
I can take care of it if you authorize me to reduce it down to reflect the what you're y'all vote on. I can reduce it to reflect
that.
I mean,
we're appropriating $190,000, and we're obviously not going to be utilizing that. So
correct.
We probably need a gentleman's agreement that Section 25 will reflect accordingly.
Okay.
Any other discussion on this ordinance? Madam Secretary, call the vote.
Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Moss. Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Opposed orders 22. Dash 25 is passed as amended.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Turn with the tab 4, proposed ordinance 22-28. What is your pleasure?
Make a motion that we approve 22-28.
Second. Motion been made and second for approval. Council, would you read the ordinance?
Proposed ordinance 22-28, sponsored by Budget Finance, being enacted by the Quorum Court of the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 21-45, December 16, 2021, and to declare an emergency.
The floor is now open for discussion.
What's the $250,000 for? Is that to fill up a diesel tank?
We have tried for 4 years to get the highway department to agree to let us put a red light at Skunk Hollow at 286. And this is the engineering for that red light. Mark the
exactly what?
That's engineering fees.
Do you have an estimate on the installation on that?
Did what?
Do you have an estimate on the installation?
We'll have an engineer. Well, we hire him, give him $250,000 for it. But he used to be saying, I might be able to buy a used one off a city or something like that, but I don't know that I want to go with it.
What's a timeline look on a project like that between when you appropriate this money and when it potentially is a year?
A minimum of 6 months, maybe a year.
Okay, copy that.
Maybe a year, minimum of 6 months.
Thank you.
We were hoping I thought we could get done by the time school started.
Yeah.
What I thought didn't hold true. But 6 months.
I know sometimes you even have to maybe bend the roads a little bit to make it line up good and stuff like that. So
when that engineer gets through this $250,000, we'll know what we're supposed to do and ask them on top.
All right, Mrs. Lahosky, have you talked to your constituent, Mr. Uncle Tim, there to get his opinion on this? I have not gotten his opinion on this. I will. I will, though. Thank you.
Please review this ordinance. Any other discussion? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 22-28 does pass. Turn with me to tab 5. Proposed ordinance 22-29. Sponsored by Justice Allison. What is your pleasure?
Move that we put it on the table for discussion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Counselor, will you read the ordinance?
By title only, or would you like the entire ordinance read?
Oh, by title only.
Proposed ordinance 22-29, sponsored by Justice Allison, be it enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 21-45, December 16, 2021, and to declare an emergency.
You've heard the title read of the ordinance. Floor is now open for any discussion on proposed ordinance 22-29. Justice Allison, start with you.
Thank you, Judge. Your Honor, let me say I believe each and every one here will vote according to what he or she believes best for the individual district and the county as a whole, the individual district that they represent and the county as a whole. I also believe you, Judge Baker, propose what you believe is in the best interest for the county as a whole. Throughout this debate, I've lost my place. Sorry. Throughout this debate tonight, whatever stand you take, you'll not change my belief that each will believe in his or her heart that any vote you cast will be with the belief that's in the best interest of your constituents and the county residents at large. That said, I've voiced my concern several times with what I've called a disproportionate appropriation to two of the projects covered in this ordinance. According to the 2020 census, this court represents 126,700 residents of Faulkner County. And while I don't have the precise population of each of the 13 districts, I'm certain that all those involved in redistricting divided the county population as equally as possible between those 13 districts. Therefore, each of us represents a district composed of approximately 9,750 residents. From the moment I learned this $24 million in ARP money, I believe the money should be appropriated as equitably as possible in such a way that each citizen of Faulkner County receives benefit as close to equal in value as we can make it when we disperse this money. I'm sure those awaiting the passage of this ordinance tonight to begin their projects believe it has been debated ad nauseum. That said, I hope this body can come to an agreement on something tonight so we can get these projects, all worthwhile, underway. But as I've stated in this court and in committee numerous times now, the appropriation before us in this ordinance is far from anything that I would call equitable. In no way do I blame the requesting entities for asking whatever funding they originally sought. The burden of ensuring an equitable distribution falls on our shoulders, not theirs. This ordinance in its current state proposes to appropriate just shy of half of the ARP funds awarded to Faulkner County, and 60% of this appropriation benefiting primarily only two of the 13 districts represented by this court. Again, I think no ill of anyone, Neither the requesting entities nor the representatives on this court were asking for funding in the respective amounts requested or for voting to fund. But any way I look at this, right side up, upside down, from any angle, I cannot see how this proposed appropriation is equitable or fair to the vast majority of Faulkner County citizens. And for these reasons, I move to amend sections 3 and 4 to change their respective amounts back to $1.57
million. Second.
Motion been made and seconded to amend proposed ordinance 22-29 back to
1.57 million.
1.57 million. Okay. That's the amendment. This time that amendment's on the floor for discussion.
Which sections, Judge, excuse me, which sections are we talking
about? I believe you said 3 and 4. I was trying to let the note. I believe you said 3 and 4.
Well, Your Honor, I'll go ahead and speak up. I'll be against the amendment. I think Justice Allison, and I appreciate his words, but he's really the only one talking about equitable and fair. We make decisions all the time, financial decisions that are not necessarily equitable and fair across the county. The sheriff deals with crime in some parts of the county more than the other one. That's not necessarily equitable and fair. It's just running county government. That's what we do. Dealing with animal shelter issues and everything. There are certain parts of the county that have more stray dogs than others. That's just how it works. In this particular issue, when I look at the issues in Greenbrier that I do represent, that's a large project. And they were very forthcoming when the mayor and the city came and talked about that large project. Wooster, the same as well, when they came and talked about that large project. And it impacts a lot of people that happen to live in the northern part of the county. That's just the way that it is. But, talk about a traffic light in Justice Lahowski's area. I'd like to have one in my area too. It's just this equitable and fair thing. I've been on the court for 12 years. I've never heard it that way before. I think we need to do the right thing by our constituents rather than the equitable thing. That's my input.
Judge
Becker.
Okay, thanks, sir. Justin Siggins, your talk about equitable and fair makes me think about, we're talking about water districts here. Is it equitable? We kind of, Justice Allison, you got it split, just equal amounts based off your amendment towards each water district that has kind of asked for money that we haven't already given money to, because we gave some to Damascus and equipment or something, I believe. Sometimes when I think of equitable and fair, my experience is in working with the fire departments where they receive a certain amount of funds based off population, and that's kind of my concern if we start talking about that is then do we, now it's Conway Corp get half of our money because they've got half the population, and trickling on down the line like that based off of population, more so than just a straight cut, that's just my comment. I don't have anything to follow up with. Thanks, sir.
Judge?
Yes,
sir. Some parts of this I like, some I don't. I do think lowering the amount and keeping it equal across the board, I do think it's a good idea, and I think it's probably for just this simple reason, is that we haven't heard all the proposals that have been sent to the county. There's still a lot out there. I know I've gotten calls about some of them. I'm sure all y'all have. There's still a lot of people wanting money. And if we keep a little bit of that back, it might allow us to fund some of those other projects. A couple of these projects, I know from what was stated from the mayors, it's a drop in the bucket. These are not shovel ready necessarily. It's not going to get us a completion. A couple of them are. I think just based on the way this court has voted, with the first vote with Damascus and Guy, I think the Conway Corporation project is the most important project. We've got people in here talking about clean drinking water. I think the court has established that that's the highest priority. I think no matter what happens to all of this ordinance tonight, I think we need to fund the Conway Corporation project. I think it's the most important. Those people, some of these others could be covered by a water district, special improvement district, even a city, but those people are kind of out in no man's land.
This gets them clean drinking water. And like I said, there's still a lot of projects out there. We still haven't been given a full plan in public on how to fund those things. I think this is good. I think keeping it on the original amount like Justice Allison wanted and he brought forth to the court is good. And it also gives us a bigger stash to keep back for some of those other projects that hopefully we'll get to hear soon.
Judge Baker?
Yes.
If I could, I actually agree with you, Justice Kendrick. I do believe that Carmen Corp's project is probably one of the most important projects, although I don't, I recognize that all the projects are probably as important or equally important. But I also want to remind everybody that passing this with the amendment, if it passes, where everybody would receive 1.57, does not mean that future appropriations for the additional projects could occur. So because of that, I support this amendment, and I would vote yes for the good and the growth of our county and for the residents that it involves. So thank you.
Judge Baker?
Yes.
May I comment, please?
Please.
I am adamantly opposed to the amendment of this proposal ordinance. Fair and equitable is not a term that I originated. I like to talk about being responsible. I think being responsible is a lot more important sometimes than having fair and impartial or equitable attitudes. If we're going to have a fair and equitable attitude, there's 13 districts in Faulkner County. Each district should get the same amount of money, whether the district is entirely in the city of Conway, or it's an entirely out county district, or like my district and a couple of other districts, takes in part of the out county and the city of Conway. I have some representation inside the city of Conway also. I do favor the idea of funding Conway Corp, because I've talked with representatives from Conway Corp and they've assured me that their expansion, the Conway Corp expansion, is not going to be within the city limits of Conway. It's going to include some out county people that part of it happens to be in my district, which will be benefited, that won't have to be included with the amount of money that's being spent for the Wooster district or the Greenbrier district. It's supplemental. It's responsible. The thing with the Greenbrier, and it's not all water systems. For those of that have Conway Corp sewer systems, you're fortunate. Alt County doesn't have sewer systems like that. In the city of Wooster, there are actually backyards where old septic tanks and old what they used to call cesspool have collapsed. Water seeps up into the backyards where children play. Standing septic water in the backyards of homes. We can be fair and equitable, or we can be responsible. I think responsibility for the ordinance that's being presented today is what the court, this quorum court, would be proud of to say in 5 years from now, I was a part of that ordinance that promoted and encouraged the development of sewer systems and water systems, water districts. One more instance. The city of Wooster has no sales tax base. We have two or three commercial businesses in the city of Wooster. We have to have, the city of Wooster has to have additional funds from somewhere. People that come, commercial business that comes to the city of Wooster and said, we'd like to put in a 4-unit strip mall, a shopping mall. What they get rejected on is, you can't do that with a septic tank. You got to have a sewer system to do that. You got to have sewer system. And we have no sewer system in the city of Wooster. We have good water, but water's not going to pay for the sewer that's not there. It's not going to happen. I reiterate strongly and vehemently that I am opposed to the amendment to change ordinance 22-29.
Your Honor?
Yes.
Could I respond? Not just to Jerry, but to everybody's comments. I'm not cutting any of these projects out by this amendment. Every one of these projects is going to receive $1.57 million. I think that's more than pocket change. It's a substantial amount to get started, and several of the requesting entities, their representatives, have told us numerous times that they would appreciate anything they got. And I appreciate Mayor Wooster. I know he's here, and I know that he's been, I think he said, spent $900,000 already laying pipe. I mean, he got out there, and he's in the ditches with them on the equipment. He's out there sweating and making it happen. So, I mean, I think 1.57 is a substantial investment in these projects. And that I think it'll get them started. And then, with what that starts, they can find other sources of funding. Or, like Justice Rowland said, it's possible that if there's money left over, they could come back to this court and seek another distribution. I don't mean to cut anybody out of this. That's not my intent at all. I believe every one of these projects that were submitted, even the ones that aren't considered in this ordinance, were worthwhile and met the scope of the ARP funding. So $1.57 million to me it may not be everything people are asking for, but it's a substantial amount.
Other discussion?
Judge Baker?
Yes.
So I am from District 5, and I'm not concerned with fairness here. What I am concerned with is what's good for the county as a whole. None of this ordinance affects my district. However, I love the idea that we have this money in the first place and that we can do a lot of good with it. And I think that 1.57 gets them started. I encourage the ones that would, let's see, who was it? Greenbrier and Wooster. If they need more after this, come back and ask for more. The money's not going to be gone, but we want to distribute this responsibly as we can. And so for me, it's not a concern of fairness because none of this affects my JP district, but it does affect our county as a whole, and appreciate the work that needs to be done and for the growth and the good of the citizens. I hope that this passes with the amendment. Thank you.
I would like to clarify the fair and equitable part of my presentation. Is meant that if we preserve some of this money, that we might put that into projects that do benefit other citizens in other districts also.
And I'd also, Judge, if I may, I'd just like to point out, too, and we heard a little bit about this in Courts and Public Safety. We haven't even looked at the county government requests yet to fund those. And this is county government money first and foremost, though I do appreciate that this would get started, projects throughout the county that do benefit our county citizens. We still haven't seen and heard all of our county government items, so keeping more money back gives us more options in the future, whether it's to come back and fund these, whether it's to spread that money out throughout the county for county operations, or just the other people that have asked for it. Thank you.
Judge Baker, if I could, on a positive note, I can't confirm it at this moment, but I read two articles recently that said that the state of Arkansas has approved $35 million for water and sewer projects in the state. So
the day they approved them, Justice.
What's that?
The day they approved them was the day they dispersed them. They dispersed them the same day they approved them. Wasn't a chance for any of these projects that's on here to be part of it. They approved it the day they approved the $35 million. They dispersed that money that day to the Allocated Sources.
Yeah. That's too bad. I still read the article.
Well, they approved that money, but they dispersed it the same day. And the total came up 35. Other discussion? Judge, you're recognized.
This discussion is just absolutely amazing. It would never occur in a private company who's making a capital investment decisions. Pass.
Your Honor, or just figure, were you finished?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I take your point. I just, real quickly, I'll speak against the amendment. You know, I'm glad to see all these entities represented. You know, I live in a district that won't be affected by any of these projects directly, but zooming out, you know, all of these projects will benefit me. Because what is good for Faulkner County as a whole is good for my district. My constituents will be so excited if they can go to Sonic in Worcester, okay?
Yes.
No, but in all seriousness, the Worcester project getting more money, you know, Worcester is such a growing part of Faulkner County. More and more every day I hear about the growth and excitement that's going on over there. And as a citizen of Conway, I'm excited for that, and I want to see more of that and invest in that. The sewer project in the city of Greenbrier, during our discussions, it was brought to our attention that if they don't receive additional funding to make up for the rest of the project, then that is going to be put on the backs of the taxpayers when they're paying their sewer rates in Greenbrier, and it's too high of an amount for constituents in Greenbrier to be able to manage. So I think that's an important note to consider. You know, I respect where you're coming from, Justice Allison, I do. I disagree with it, and I'll be voting against the amendment. And I do so, even though, you know, this doesn't directly impact any of my constituents.
I have a question.
As I recollect, the Worcester project, that was sewer only, is that right?
Sewer and water.
There's water as well. Is there any
primarily sewer?
Is there anything that would keep Worcester from doing like a special improvement district to fund a sewer project?
I have no idea. Mayor's here.
I know that we talked about the problems with the sales tax and things. I'm just, what keeps a special improvement district from forming?
Mayor, would you come forward and answer this question?
I haven't tried that yet, but I've tried everything for the last 15 years and finally give up because I couldn't borrow any money because we didn't have no infrastructure to repay the loan. I will shortly, but they don't look at it that way. So we just tried to save and bought pipe and rented the machine and started laying it ourselves. That's where we're at today. You know, money, if he's talking about graciously, will help, but it will get our infrastructure in, but it won't help hook anybody in these existing homes that's got problems. It'll get our line in, but it won't let us be able to help them hook up. And a lady that's on Social Security, you know, she can't afford to pay to help hook up. I mean, you know, they're just, you've got a lower district right in that area. If they're having sewer problems, run their out in their ditches in the backyard, and, you know, we need a little help to get over that hump. Now, anybody new, a Sonic or anybody like that, they've got to pay to hook up. We're not helping them. If they want on there, they'll have to pay. But we're just trying to get the problem solved because we've got so many of the mobile subdivisions that it's just not working. And, you know, I'll get the infrastructure in probably for that, but I just won't be able to hook anybody up and help, you know, the people that needs help, you know. But anyway, thank you. Appreciate it.
Any questions while he's here? Any other questions? I've got one and I totally forgot. What was the original request? Several people
asked. It's wrestled around. I'll be honest with you, I forgot. But I'm going to say I submitted like $3.4 million. And I had a lot more than that, but I was asked to just turn in the sewer. I have a water project that's got to be a. But I have means to borrow money for that. I can't do sewer because I don't have any infrastructure at all except for my trunk line, but I got to get it throughout Worcester. You know, I got the trunk line laid 5 miles to Greenbrier, but I've got to put the infrastructure in the city, and that's what this money is for. And but I've got, you know, I got to build a new water tank. I got to lay some lines to feed it to help with the growth of these subdivisions coming at me at 100 acres at a whack. And but anyway, that's not even counting. You know, but I've got means. I can borrow that. Their rate may be high, but I can borrow that. It's just that I can't borrow anything for sewer. I mean, I tried through ANRC and all of them, and I don't have the infrastructure. I couldn't get any grants because we had to take Worcester as a whole, and we was too over the median income, so we couldn't get any grants and to help subsidize it. So that's kind of where I'm at. So we just backed the rear and took what money we had, bought pipe, and rented a track hole, and two of my employees and me laid 5 miles of sewer line and laid more as we can go. You know, we'll go a while, lay low or run out of money, we'll stop. We raise a little more and lay a little more. You know, we'll get there one day. It might be before I die, but we'll get there.
Mayor, the request you submitted on the money, according to the records, all is 5.1 million.
Yeah, but that was where the water put out.
You didn't put the roundabout in?
No,
you
didn't. No.
And buying the property filled with roundabout?
No.
That's not in it.
Not got anything to do with that. You know, just the way I understand it, you know, you got $10 million unencumbered, and the rest of it, you can spend on water and sewer and anything that related to COVID. So, you know, well, I think there's a little room there, but I appreciate you being frugal, and I do. I understand. Like I say, I wouldn't be doing my job if I wasn't here, you know, talking to you tonight, you know, but I appreciate it. I know it's a hard decision. Somebody give me that kind of money, I'd probably run. If you try before I disperse it. I'd be a tough job, you know. But anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you. Mayor, I have one more question. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Mayor, if you know off the top of your head, of your sewer project, like what percentage of it would be to serve existing homes and what percentage of it would be to serve like future development, like raw land?
The money we're talking about here is totally 100% the existing homes.
Okay.
Because we've done laid the trunk line at any of the houses new north on the way we can grow because of the floodplain. It's on the northern end coming from Greenbrier, you know, east to west. But everything we're building now to the south is the infrastructure in the old part of town. We're not sewering all Worcester. We're not going across Greenbrier Creek with all that's new up there. We're just trying to take care of the old stuff, you know, and the old subdivisions we have, and, you know, and then if, you know, it's pretty much 100% this money we're talking about is just to get the infrastructure in the interior part of Worcester. Yeah.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yes.
Other questions on the amendment?
Your Honor, I have a question for counsel.
Yes.
Simple majority to amend?
Yes, 7.
Thank you.
Other discussions on the amendment? Let's call the roll. Let's call the roll on the amendment. Please.
Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
No.
Brown.
Yes.
Higgins.
No.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Pearson.
No.
Pickett.
No.
Rowland.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
The amendment does pass. We're back to the proposed ordinance 22-29 as amended. Floor is now open for discussion.
Call the vote.
I had a question, Justice Higgins, if you'd allow.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Baker, we appropriate money, and that's what we do, and you're able to spend it. Can you talk to us about the path forward? If this money gets appropriated, what does it look like from your end on how that money gets into the hands of the cities, what processes that may follow?
A lot of down record keeping. We've got to justify every dollar.
Okay.
No matter what.
Yeah.
It has to be justified.
So you're just not writing a, you know, $1.57 million check? Okay.
They'll have to make draws against the project based on the expenses that goes into the project.
Okay.
And most of them, the expenses will be more than the money appropriated.
Yeah.
We're still going to show that record. It's going to be one record-keeping nightmare the way I proceed. You asked the question.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Perfect. Thank you very much.
We may ask for another position to keep up with.
It's good to know that there's not this.
We would encourage you to speak your mind, Justice.
Justice Lahosky, if I may, and Judge Baker, just to explain, there are two types of programs under the ARP that are eligible. One is a actual grant program where the county would grant the money just outright to a recipient. None of these projects are those grants. All of these projects, as part of the ordinance, it creates a department, and so they are incorporated into our county budget. So, for example, just like the extension office, as incorporated into our county budget. The extension office presents us an invoice for something they need to be paid, and we might pay it. An extension office may not be a great example. But in this particular case, the county will have oversight in all of the projects, making sure that the projects are bid out appropriately. We'll have a contract that's pretty lengthy with each one of the recipients. And then as money is spent, or if they need money that's been appropriated, they'll show us an invoice, and then the county will pay invoice out of that particular fund. So no entity will receive, for instance, Conway Corp will not receive a $1.57 million Ed McMahon type check. Instead, everything will have to flow through the judge's office.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Counselor.
Question's been called for.
Judge, before we vote, can I ask one more question to the Counselor, please?
No,
sorry.
Question got called for. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Yes, sir.
Question got called for.
Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett.
Yes.
Rowland.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Thank this quorum court. Quit kicking the can down the road. Let's get something started. Proposed ordinance 22-29 does pass. Back to the agenda now. Proposed ordinance 22 on tab 6, 22-30 election commission. What is your pleasure?
Make a motion that we approve 2230.
Second. You've heard motion made and seconded. Counselor, will you read the ordinance? Proposed ordinance, excuse me.
Proposed ordinance 22-30, sponsored by Justice Boyer, be enacted by the Quorum Court, the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled Faulkner County Election Commission Compensation and to declare an emergency.
You've heard the ordinance read. The floor is now open for any discussion on this proposed ordinance. And I'll start with Justice Boyer.
Thank you, Judge. This is a housekeeping or cleanup ordinance. A couple years ago, the Quorum Court passed an ordinance that put a cap on the number of payments that the Election Commission can receive. The statute, the state statute that allows the commission to be paid, does not have a cap or a number of payments that the Election Commission can receive. Currently, we are at the current ordinance allows 12 payments to be made to the Election Commission, and they have probably, with the elections we've had this year, have already exceeded that or are close to exceeding the 12, and we still have a general election to go through this fall. So this is a cleanup ordinance to comply with what the actual ACA 7-4-105 requires, and it states that the Election Commission will be paid $100 compensation each member for their attendance. There is no number of meetings that qualifies or mentioned in the statute.
And I'm right in thinking that the budget is not being changed, just getting some flexibility on how we can move forward.
I would have to defer to second county clerk on that.
May I comment?
Yes.
So for the primary, our election commission, or this year, and we've had a special election and a primary, they've met 7 times. And then tonight will be 8, because tonight will be 9, because they had to meet last week for another runoff. So they've done 9. The primary reimburses for 10. So they expect the election commissions to use at least 10 meetings to put on a primary, and ours have only had used 7 at that point. So limiting them to 12 is not enough for them to do their job in a primary and a general. So, and we're not going to have to affect the budget, because it does come out of part-time salaries, and their money is already appropriated.
Other questions on this proposed ordinance?
Judge, I'm not going to comment on the ordinance, and I'm not going to vote because I have a conflict.
Thanks for declaring that, Justice Pickett. Other questions or comments? Question been called for. Secretary, will you call the roll?
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Boyer.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Higgins.
Yes.
Kendrick.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Pickett. Rowland.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Proposed ordinance 20-30 does pass. There's no appointments that I know of for this. Any announcements? I've got one, but Jerry, I'll let you make.
Okay, thank you, Judge. I could defer to the mayor, but this weekend, June 25th, at the Wooster City Park, Megalopolis of Wooster will put on their magnificent, tremendous, explosive, no pun intended, fireworks display for celebration of the 4th of July. And we cordially and earnestly invite you all to come out and enjoy it. There will be games for the kids. There will be food. There will be live music entertainment. And, of course, there will be a firecracker or two.
Program starts at?
Starts at 5 o'clock. Fireworks will be about dark 30.
It's sure worth attending. Any other announcements?
Can I make a comment and call it an announcement?
It's a formal announcement, sure. We'll take it now. Don't get in and digging up dead graves.
I'd say something about the sewer project, but I guess I better not.
Put the positive comment and say that we got started. It's a positive comment. We got started. Yeah.
Judge, we have Greenbrier has 4th of July fireworks. Believe it or not, we have ours on 4th of July. Good ball field starts about dark.
I can believe that.
Yes, sir.
Any other comments? This meeting's adjourned. Go enjoy the waves back here.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you.
It's on my TV in the office.
Does the purple.